The Senate will come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor John Fetty from the Assembly of God Church in Pierre, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Sarah Dugard.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day in which to serve you. We simply ask your ability within our hearts and souls and spirits to conduct the affairs of the Senate for the state of South Dakota. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah Albers, Ava Bold, Brown, DeHewitt, Dempster, Gannett, Dietrich, Greenwald, Dunnifin, Duxbury, Early, Greenfield, Ham, Jasper, Kelly, Cleveland, Kochek, Knutson, Ketzel, Koistra, Koskin, LaPointe, McCracken, Moore, Nachtigall, Napoli, Olson, Reedy, Schoenbeck, Sutton, Dan, Sutton, Duane, Simmons, Vitter. Quorum present, Mr. Chairman. Mr. President. Senator Brown announced the appointment of the following standing committees of the legislative procedure. Senator Brown, Chairman, Bogue, Jasper, Koskin, Olson, Ed, Moore, Simmons.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day, and all errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Arnold M. Brown, Chairman.
Is that approval? Yeah, is there a second to approval of the journal? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Motion carried.
Senator Bogue moves that House Bill 1001 be removed from the State Affairs Committee and that House Bill 1001 be immediately considered.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1001, an act permit additional rate flexibility to carriers that actively market certain individual health insurance policies in this state.
Is there a second? House Bill 1001, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is the third and final component of the governor and task force plan on the risk pool concept in South Dakota. This final bill will allow a greater rate flexibility for the insurance companies that remain in South Dakota actively marketing the entire year of 2003. Now, anyone that is not currently actively marketing or ceases to market in 2003, even for a single day, will not have the opportunity to utilize the rate flexibility provisions contained in House Bill 1001. But if they continue, and this is a way of rewarding those companies that have been loyal to South Dakota, loyal to the people of this state, to give them an opportunity to remain viable in the insurance industry in this state as they enter into a new era with the risk pool concept going forward. We sincerely hope that with the advent of the risk pool, that companies that have ceased to actively market in South Dakota and those that have actually left the state altogether will return to active marketing in South Dakota, thus increasing competition and better price structures for all of us. While that is the hope, that is also the fear of the companies that remain in South Dakota, and as such, we need to afford them an opportunity to greater that rate flexibility so that they have an opportunity not to be undercut and at the same time maintain that book of guaranteed issue policies that they currently have in their book of business. This is a stepped-up procedure. For the first time frame up until 2005, that rate flexibility will increase to 2.2 times the base rate, and then after that up to 2.5. Now, certainly there are risks with this. We understand that. But in order to maintain the greatest flexibility for the companies that remain and carry forward the concepts that we passed as a body yesterday, this is the third and final component that is necessary to make sure that this whole plan moves forward accurately. I would ask for your support of 1001 and stand by for any questions that you have.
Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, well, it'd probably surprise you if I didn't stand up and say something about one of these bills. So here's my chance. I guess I just want to let you know that this is a very integral part of ensuring that we don't unintentionally penalize those companies who have been good partners and good business leaders in our state. I think it's important that we allow them to remain competitive with new carriers, which I hope come to our state. We want a healthy health insurance market in the state of South Dakota. I think this legislature has had the courage and the wisdom over the course of the last few months to look at this issue and move this agenda forward as we visited with constituents in many fronts, knowing very well that we may have to come back and make some changes and some tweaks. But I think that without this piece of legislation, we would inadvertently be harming those who have stayed with us and provided much-needed health insurance benefit to the state of South Dakota and to our citizens. So I would, along with my colleague, Majority Leader Senator Bogue, encourage you to support this, knowing that if this gets out of hand and we see rates go higher and higher for this particular book of business, that we have the opportunity to address this in a few short months. So with that, I thank you for your continued support of this legislation, knowing very well that it is the devil is in the details, and we've had to go through a lot of details in a short amount of time, but together we made this happen, and I just thank you and ask for your support of this piece of legislation. Thank you, and I stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1001? Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. I have to stand up and offer at least my concern for this portion, for this particular bill, and the reason for that is this. You heard Senator Sutton talk about we need to look at the insurance companies that have stayed here and we need to thank them for remaining here and allow them an opportunity to make some money. But the problem with that is in this particular legislation, is we are allowing them a big opportunity to make additional money on the very backs of some of our people in the state of South Dakota, our citizens that need that insurance coverage the most. Look at what they're doing. They're going to, we know for a fact, go from the factor of 1.85. We know they're going to go to 2.2, and then January 1st of 2005, they'll be going to 2.5. Those are massive increases, and it is on the backs of our citizens of South Dakota. And you know as well as I do, they indeed are going to raise those rates to the maximum allowable by law. That's a plain, simple fact. Does this amount to a subsidy to the insurance companies on the back of the taxpayers, the people who buy their policies? I think that it does. I personally have a bit of a problem with this bill in particular. I didn't have any problem at all with the other bills. What we have done is we've, I think, already helped the insurance companies, if you will, with the other bills that we passed because we've said you don't have to go the guaranteed insurance route anymore with new customers. I don't think that we necessarily have to allow them these huge rate increases because when you look at that on a percentage basis, based upon what the premiums are that these people pay right now and that are in a high-risk category, those all of a sudden become astronomical in a hurry. And my concern is by allowing them these kind of rate increases in statute, what we're going to do is we're going to price those people that have that coverage right out of the market. They're not going to be able to afford it. They will not qualify for the risk pool, and they're going to be standing out in the middle of nowhere, and they're going to join the huge ranks that we have in this state of the uninsured. I have some serious doubts about this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1001? Does anyone wish to speak before Senator Bogue speaks again?
President.
Senator Dennard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I, too, rise in opposition to this bill. I truly want us to go forward with the risk pool, but I'm going to have a hard time supporting 101 because I had constituent calls on this very issue that people are under the guaranteed issue today and high-risk people, and knowing where their deductibles are and where their premiums are today already, and this allowing them to go up from 185 to up to 25 in the end is going to really pass on an extra burden to those people. The constituent call that I mainly had was talking about fairness, and it appears to me, and although we don't know till it's totally in effect, and I think we should wait, but I know this is a package deal, but, you know, we're going to have people, I'm sure, joining the risk pool that are going to have better coverage with a lot less premium than people out there in the field already, and that bothers me in the fairness issue. And I was also concerned yesterday with Senate Bill 2, where the insurance companies can pass that cost on that they're obligated to put in to the insured people out across the state. So I'm going to have a hard time supporting, and I don't think I'll support 1001 for that very reason. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Boag.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, while I certainly understand and support on some level the concerns raised by Senator Ketzel and Senator Dennert, I think it's important to remember the complexities of this area of the law. The companies that have stayed in South Dakota were required by our statutes to handle the guaranteed issue portion of their book of business as a percentage of their ongoing business. They're going to be required to maintain that same book of business going forward. Now, this whole rate flexibility issue deals with the spread. As we hope, as we articulated earlier, as Senator Sutton pointed out, we hope that there's a great deal of competition that comes back into South Dakota. And with that lowering of the rate benefiting everyone in South Dakota, this may have the opportunity of letting those companies maintain the rates where they currently are for their guaranteed issue customers, at the same time that they lower the rates for all the rest of the customers. They need to maintain that flexibility and that rate spread because the current law restricts the gap between what their base rate is and what their guaranteed issue rate is. Now, the fear is and the risk is that could go up. But as Senator Sutton pointed out, I know every single one of us will maintain vigilance on this entire subject matter as we go forward. And we're going to be back here a short 6 months from now. If we see the rates changing dramatically in that short period of time, or if we see going forward in the years following that this is getting out of hand, I'm sure that this body will address the subject matter yet one more time. But for right now, that spread that restricted those companies in the past and will in the future needs to be allowed to open up that opportunity for them to be competitive in the market as they come forward, with the hope and expectation that companies that have ceased to actively market in South Dakota will come back to active marketing, and those that have completely left the state will come back one more time. This benefits all of us, and yes, there are risks, and we'll maintain our vigilance on the subject matter, but this is an important piece of the entire part of this puzzle that we've gone forward with over the last 18 months. And for some of us, a great deal longer than that. But the task force has worked very hard on this. This is the final piece. I do strongly encourage your support of this and move this entire package forward.
Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I'll be brief. I just want to expand a little bit on what Senator Bogus said today. Now, I certainly can't guarantee with 100% surety that premium rates in South Dakota are going to drop. But I can tell you this. I've had the opportunity this morning to visit with people involved with the insurance industry and with the insurance industry itself. And they're ecstatic about what we have done with Senate Bill 1 and Senate Bill 2. And they are absolutely convinced in their minds that this will make insurance premiums at the very least stabilize and hopefully drop. Two of them have indicated to me that they are going to become much more aggressive in marketing insurance in the state of South Dakota. If you're going to become much more aggressive marketing You're going to have the price to go with it. And they seem to feel that it's going to attract other insurance companies back into the state of South Dakota again. I think this just opens up an option for those companies if they want to use it. I really don't feel they're going to be able to use it if they want to remain competitive in the field. That's the whole issue here. That's the whole issue. That's why we're here on this issue of the risk pool, to keep those insurance companies here and hopefully to encourage open market competition between companies. And that is what this bill is designed to do. That's what the whole package is designed to do. I think that you may be seeing boogeymen in this bill that aren't there. I certainly don't think that you'll see dramatic increases like we've seen for the last 2 years in our premium rates. I can tell you personally, I have seen my insurance premium rates go up 23% last year, 20% this year. I hope that by passing this insurance package, this risk pool package today, that we will no longer see those double-digit increases in our insurance premiums. I would urge your passage of House Bill 1001. Thank you.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Senator Ketzel speaks again? Senator Ketzel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, I think if you listen to the argument that was just put before us by the last two speakers and think seriously about what it is that they said, they're talking about, well, we want to make sure that these companies are able to market their product and it's going to help them in the long run and they'll maintain their stay in South Dakota. Here's the problem, if you will, or what we have already done. Look at Senate Bill 2 and what we did in Senate Bill 2. As we said to them, you no longer have to sell this kind of insurance. You have to maintain the people that you have. And right now on the statutes that we have, they're allowed to use a 185 factor to maintain the people that they have. They don't have to take on any more people at all. So they aren't trying to market this product at all. Instead, what we're doing is we're saying you have to maintain what you have. And even with the governor's figures and what the governor has told us, the way the state is viewing the risk pool, the numbers are going to fall with the people that will be in the risk pool, just as those numbers will fall for the insurance companies that write high-risk insurance in this state. Those numbers will fall the same way. So their risk becomes less and less as they sell more policies. I believe that when we allow them the opportunity to raise the rates, and they are going to raise the rates to the maximum that we allow them to do by law. They're jumping immediately to the 220 factor, and then in January 1st of 2005, they're going to go to the 250 factor. Look at those numbers. You're talking about double-digit increases right now. What about the people that are paying exorbitant premiums right now, and we're saying to the insurance companies, we're going to allow you to jack it up even more. We're going to price these very people right out of the market with passage of this kind of legislation, because the insurance companies indeed will raise them to the maximum that we allow them to do it.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1001. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Elbers,
aye.
Apa, Bogue,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
DeHuick, Dempster,
aye.
Dennard,
no.
Dietrich,
aye.
Dunwall,
aye.
Dunafin,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Early,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Jaspers,
Kelly, aye.
Cleven,
no.
Klocek,
no.
Knutson,
aye.
Ketzel,
no.
Koistra,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Lapointe,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Noctigal, Napoli,
no.
Olson,
aye.
Reedy,
no.
Schoenbeck,
aye.
Sutton Dan,
aye.
Sutton Duane,
aye.
Simmons, Bitter. Senator DeHuick, DeHuick? Mr. President, ayes 26, nays 6, excused 3.
And so House Bill 1001, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. We have no further business at this time, awaiting action by the House. What's your wish?
Mr. President.
Senator Boak.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, at this time, I would ask that we be in recess or maybe just stand at ease until such time as we get word from the House on action on the two Senate bills. I would ask, strongly ask that all of the Senate members remain on third floor, if at all possible, within easy reach if we need to come back in immediately. Certainly, we're very near to closing our business, but if you leave the Capitol or leave third floor, it may be hard for us to wrap up. And if the House makes any amendment, certainly that's going to change the dynamic of the final portion of our special session. So, again, I just ask, Mr. President, we be at recess or at ease until such time as we hear word from the House.
Yeah, I'm informed the House is debating Senate Bill 2 as we speak, and so the Senate will be at ease.